Pat Steinberg along with you, and I've got a couple of special guests in studio with us, and a conversation I think that you want to hear because of two principal reasons. Number one, it impacts you as a Flames fan, as a ticket buyer, as a season ticket holder. It has big-time implications on you in a good way. And number two, and I was telling the guys in the break, anytime we talk about the arena and something involved in the arena, it all of a sudden gets you perked up. So this has definite new event center implications as well. Joined by Ziad Mayo, who is the CSEC VP of IT and Food and Beverage. He's with us right now. And Vincent Urcandy is with us as well. Vince with Stellar Algo. He's the CEO. And the Calgary Flames and CSEC have partnered up with Stellar Algo on a new partnership that they're here to explain. So first of all, before we get into it, Vince, welcome to the program. Tell us what Stellar Algo is and give us a little background on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on here. We created Stellar Algo about 3 years ago. We're a software as a service company, so technology company based right here actually in Calgary. We're working with over 36 major sports entertainment brands across North America now. We were really founded on the belief that fans should have personalized experiences and messaging in this world that we live in, with just so much noise out there in terms of marketing messaging and sales messaging and so much technology at our fingertips. It can be really hard for us to consume information that we care about and that's important to us. So Stellar Algo was really built to find those insights and those data insights and provide those into our partners like the Flames, so they can understand their fans and then better meet their needs.
So, Ziad, tell us about how this partnership came to be, because your IT background, you know how much data people are able to consume, how rapidly they're able to consume it, and how much data you have to go through on a daily basis. So how come Stellar Algo and how come this partnership was formed?
Data is changing how we do business. So our fans are demanding access to content at a rate we can't keep up with. And we're using Vince's team to help us really weed through all that data and try and personalize the interaction for each and every fan. So get rid of the noise. We're all really, really busy in our lives. Instead of getting 100 emails and you care for one, let's get you that one email that you really care about, or let's get your content around the players that you really are passionate about, or get your food and beverage in your seat because you know the app that we're working with. Using all that data, using our Wi-Fi, using everything that our fans want to get their hands on, and making sure that we give them exactly what they want, when they want it, in the way they want it.
Well, and Vince, I think, and Ziad, you can speak to this as well, but I think in the video that was put together about the partnership, you used the term, like, it's a changing world, and it is. Like, we've never had more data available to us, more information available to us, and it's never been this immediately available, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's I think we all deal with this. Like, I know I'm sometimes trying to hide my phone away almost to give my brain a break because there's so much going on. But nothing really erodes trust, I would say, more than if a brand doesn't really understand you and is speaking to you in a way that just doesn't resonate, or really they're showing that they're not listening or understanding what you care about as a consumer. So that's really where we try to come in. We say this customer is likely going to be interested in these sorts of things, so let's try to get them some content, some messaging, some experiences that are going to be much more relevant for them and timely.
And I would imagine, Ziad, when it comes to, you know, building a brand and getting information out to your consumers, who are ultimately the fan, like that has had to have changed immensely over the last 5 or 6 years.
100%. We talk about fan experience, fan engagement. That is our number one pillar. How do we make it to the best of our ability? And understanding what you want is critical. And that's really how that's changing. And like Vince said, the mobile phone really transitioned us into that. So if you come to our arena, you're watching half of the stadium looking at their phone while they're engaged in the hockey game. And to us is making sure that what they're looking at resonates to them. And that's being scores, that's being streaming, that's being anything we're doing in-game. It's becoming digitized in everything we do.
So give us some examples of how, first of all, from a team standpoint, give us an example or two about how this partnership might impact a fan. If you're listening right now and say, okay, I'm a season ticket holder or I buy game packs, like how does this impact me? Give us an example or two.
For sure. So what we'll be looking at is going, okay, what is that fan really interested in? So what content are they looking at? What sparks their interest? And making sure we deliver that content. So for example, the content that we're talking about, we'll be able to rate whom was interested in that and make sure we can deliver that too. The other thing when we're looking at it is when you're looking at building a new arena, we're going to be looking at how many people are on the Wi-Fi, how many people are in these lineups, and starting to aggregate and say, okay, to make it as efficient as possible, these are the number of washrooms we need. These are the number of concession stands we need. This is the impact on the entry doors and parking that we need because of this data that we're collecting to try and translate that into a real positive experience for our fans.
Yeah, I think like just to add on to Ziad, you know, I think in our office, like we're all fans first as well. And so we've had those fan experiences or maybe we're getting email messages or we've going to a website, we're seeing content. It could be something like, you know, getting people to the events and to have those world-class experiences is, you know, very important, you know, to the Flames and to the fans and to the city. And we've gotten messages before that, you know, what if I live 50 or 60 kilometers outside of the city and there's a game tonight, I don't want to maybe get an email that says, hey, there's a game tonight, come and buy tickets. That might not be the best message for that person. Maybe I'm more apt to go to a weekend game. So that messaging that I would see would be more relevant to an event that might be relevant to me. Or, you know, maybe I even, there's Flames fans that live all across the world, but North America even. So, you know, how do we make sure fans in different geographies you know, ones that live in this market that might want a VIP experience as opposed to, you know, are more value-driven? You know, how do we identify those opportunities to message the right things to the right people?
In conversation with Vince Ercandia, who is the CEO of Stellar Algo, and Ziad Mayo of the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation. He's the VP of IT and Food and Beverage. So, Ziad, you talked about the arena and some of those decisions, and you talk about data-driven decisions, right? So has that already started? Have you already started to kind of put that all together and start to analyze that for the arena?
100%, yeah. So we're working through that each and every day. We're trying to analyze. What we're doing today, we're testing some stuff in this arena, and you'll start to see some of that. We've engaged with some key partners to give us some insight. But really, our next steps is worth working with CMLC. They're going to do an engagement with the fans to collect what's really important for them. And then it's up to us to use some of the data that we're collecting and really start to put this all together. So we're working through that right now, and it is really pressing around this discussion is how important it is to make sure we do the things the right way so it just works.
And from a decision standpoint and sifting through that data, that's where you come in, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's amazing to see the processes that teams go through now when they're designing and building new arenas. If you look back even probably 5-6 years ago, the team would be basing a lot of that on gut instinct. We think this is what the fans are wanting. We're going to build that because we're going to tell you, the fans, this is what you want. And the world has really changed. And so I think organizations like the Flames, you know, listening to the fans, understanding who those fans are, the types of experiences, the types of concepts within the venue that are going to resonate with their market, because every market is different. You know, getting involved with the Flames to help them understand and interpret their fans, I think, is going to result in a better new arena, and just continuing to build on those amazing experiences, taking them to that next level here.
And you you said you're already working with 30 plus professional sports organizations right now.
Yeah, so for us this is a busy time of year. So we're over 35 organizations. We had a busy summer with have the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament as one of our other big partners. But this time of year, we've got 4 NHL teams that we work with. We've got a couple NBA teams, so those seasons are starting up. And we're definitely all hands on deck. But we're seeing more sports properties want to understand their fans and offer them more tailored experiences. And so it's a good place for us to be in, because that's really what we try to offer.
And so, yeah, that's kind of a good way to wrap it up. Like, it all comes down to you wanting to, whether it be from the new event center to the in-game experience, or it's all about tailoring things to your fans and to your consumers, right?
Yeah, just think about it as mass collection of feedback and us processing it and then trying to deliver to you the best possible product, notwithstanding on the ice product, but we want you to come, have the best time, make it simple. That's really key for us. Don't make it tough. Make it simple. Give me what I want, and leave happy. So that's really what we're about.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I appreciate the time, gentlemen. Ziad Mayo is the CSEC VP of IT and Food and Beverage. Vince Arcandia is the CEO of Stellar Algo. They have partnered up, and you will start to see the results as a fan in the very near future. Thanks for stopping by, guys. That was cool.
Thanks for having us. Thanks so much.